Unit 8. Movie Franchises. A. Exercise 3. Page 93.
The magic of movie merchandise. Did you know that in many cases, movies actually started earning profits long before they hit the big screen? It's true, and it's all thanks to merchandising sales. Film merchandise generates profits, gets audiences excited for new releases, and can even provide a production company with free advertising. But before companies can enjoy these benefits, they must go through a complicated process to get movie merchandise into shops. The whole process starts with licensing. Typically, the creators of a franchise will license a manufacturer to produce certain types of merchandise. This could be toys, film soundtracks, or even collectible items which include franchise logos or images of characters or story elements from the movie. Depending on the genre, they might produce other types of merchandise too. For instance, if a studio is making a superhero film, it might license a company to produce kids' costumes like those in the movie. Since they have paid for licensing in advance, the manufacturer typically begins contacting retailers as soon as production has begun on the merchandise item. This way, they will be able to make sales early and avoid losing money on merchandising, even if the movie flops at the box office. Of course, none of this affects the studio. Since they have already sold the merchandising rights, any losses or profits belong solely to the manufacturer. The next step is to get the film merchandise to market before the film's release date. Manufacturers take responsibility for this too. They make agreements with shipping firms, which help them transport the goods to retail warehouses. The retailers then have to make sure that they can handle supply and demand. This means delivering products to shops, displaying them attractively, and managing stock levels so that they can continue selling without running out. When manufacturers agree to movie merchandise deals, they must usually go through tough negotiations. Studios are very careful about how their intellectual property is used, so it is rare for them to let manufacturers produce multiple types of merchandise. Likewise, they usually have strict policies about which movie elements manufacturers can use. If, for example, a manufacturer wants to produce an action figure that sings a song from a movie, they would need to agree to two different licensing deals, one for the character's image and another for the song. Selling film merchandise is beneficial for everyone involved. Merchandise items generate a buzz for a film and give long-time fans a chance to add to their collections before it is released. With major sci-fi or fantasy franchises having millions of fans, merchandising is often just as important as a film's release. Due to their enormous fan bases, these franchises can generate profits for years through merchandise sales. Just look at the Star Wars franchise, for instance. Since the initial release of the first film in 1977, the franchise has earned around $70 billion, with more than $42 billion coming from merchandise.